Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us this first weekend of December 2023. Christmas is in the air finally. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving last weekend, or actually it would be a little over a week ago, but hope everyone's doing well. This year with the holidays coming up, I thought it would be appropriate for me to have my friend Craig Fouts, a lieutenant with the Boone County Sheriff's Department, in to talk about the Shop with a Cop program. That's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, it's officially the Christmas with a Cop.
Christmas with a Cop.
Yeah, but the Shop with a Cop is what it's kind of been referred to.
Well,
it's easier
to
say.
Yeah, I knew what it was. I should have asked you before I turned the machine on here what the exact name of it was. But I think everybody knows what it is, and I appreciate, Craig, you coming in. Let's talk about you and your family and your background and how you got involved with the Sheriff's Department first. Tell me about how long you've been with the Sheriff's Department.
On December 8th, it'll be my 19th year completed, so getting up there a little bit. But
is there an expectation as to how long you work? Is it like the military, you work 20 years and then you're out, or you could stay longer, I'm sure?
You can stay. You can stay as long as you wish, really.
All right. And you're a married man and live here in Lebanon, correct?
Yes, sir.
What's your wife's name?
My wife's name is Jessica.
And she used to be employed as the Boone County clerk for 8 years, as I remember.
Yep, she worked in the clerk's office
for a long
2001
time.
And then was lucky enough to be elected as clerk.
So what's she doing now that she's no longer the clerk?
She works in the private sector now. She works for a company called Microvote. They're based in really Indianapolis, but the owners of the company are from Zionsville, Indiana.
Okay, and they're the company that kind of provides and runs and administers our voting machines, correct?
Yes, sir.
So I know there's been some recent controversy. She's getting along all right?
She is getting along very well. Thank
Good.
You.
Tell me about your, I know you have children. Let's talk a little bit about your children.
Yep, I have four children. My oldest, Mackenzie, she is working as in a career as a travel agent, and she loves it.
Travel agents have kind of gone by the wayside to some extent, but you can use a good travel agent if somebody really knows what they're doing and they have access to information and the ability to get things done. That a person, even somebody who travels a lot, who does it on their own on the internet, you always worry that you're missing something, you're losing out on the opportunity to get a better deal. So there is still a need for travel agents, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. She's kind of dabbled especially like Disney type stuff. She's pretty passionate about Disney, but
yeah.
She currently works for, it's called Music City Travel. They're pretty large.
Is she around here or is she somewhere else?
She lives in Zionsville. That's based out of Indianapolis.
Okay.
So she's loving that and pretty successful at it, and I'm very proud of her.
Good. Well, you've got other boys too.
Yep, three boys after that. The next one, Landon, he is a freshman at St. Ambrose University in Iowa, and he's doing very well in school, which is what we care about most, and he's enjoying playing some football out there.
Good. He played both football and basketball at Lebanon, I know.
He did.
And so he's playing football at Ambrose. What position does he play?
He's a quarterback.
Well, good. Well, so hopefully that's a four-year school, I assume.
It is.
Well, good. Well, I hope he enjoys his college career and learns some things that allow him to, and makes connections that allow him to have a career that he enjoys.
Yep. It's a university. The academics is very high standard out there, and he's fitting in academically, and that's, I couldn't be more proud of him for that. And then next, we have a junior in high school named Colin.
All right.
He's currently in basketball season and plays football as well.
All right.
And then lastly, Ryan. Ryan's in fourth grade.
Fourth grader. He's bringing up the rear, huh?
He's bringing up the rear at Harney Elementary. He's currently in a wrestling season and enjoys chess and building Legos and kind of building and architecture at an early age.
Well, good. Well, let's talk about the Sheriff's Department. You are a lieutenant, correct?
Yes,
correct.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And in that role, what do you do primarily?
I'm the lieutenant on the enforcement division, so I help oversee day-to-day operations of our enforcement division, the road guys.
The road, you're talking about road enforcement, traffic enforcement?
Yeah.
You have road patrol, that's one of the things you guys do.
Yep, calls for service.
Accidents on the highway or in town.
Yep.
We got one in Lebanon this morning. It couldn't hardly get to work. You know what's going on out there by the high school?
I don't.
Well, there's a power line down or something. Power line down.
I didn't get that message.
Okay, so you couldn't get through there at Outer Drive, so I had to go around the horn. They had the barricades up and all that. You never know when something like that's going to happen, do you?
No, that's the kind of the excitement of the job. It's different every day.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Sheriff's Department in general. With the population increasing, I suppose the number of sheriff's deputies continues to expand. I don't know that, but it would seem like it should. I don't know.
Yeah, in different divisions, obviously with the amount of annexation that goes on, some of our areas
are no longer in the unincorporated parts of Boone County.
Yeah, correct. But we're not really seeing with that. We're not seeing a decrease in our calls for service. We were able to expand our school resource officer division by one this year. The sheriff did a good job with the county council, making sure we add to that.
Do all three school districts in Boone County have school resource officers?
They do. Every school in the county, at least publicly.
And are these resource officers employed by the schools, or are they employed by the sheriff's department and kind of contracted to the schools?
Lebanon School Police is a separate department, and they take care of the Lebanon School Corporation. The Zionsville schools that are in the urban district of Zionsville, their Zionsville Police Department takes care of that. And then Western Boone, and then the rural Zionsville schools, the sheriff's office takes care of.
Okay. So that's a big, big responsibility, and it's kind of sad that we have to have resource officers in the school buildings. And I know it's somewhat controversial, not controversial, but there's room for discussion about is it needed and why is it needed and what should they be doing and what can they do? You know, I've been a school lawyer for a long time, and I've struggled with what do you do to prevent some crazy person from going in there and shooting up the building or standing out in the parking lot and shooting them when they come out the front door. I mean, you know, it's just an awful dilemma, and it's a big building with a lot of doors and a lot of kids and only one or two resource officers. Better than none, I certainly understand, but it's hard to really provide really top-notch security, because you don't want it to be like a jail.
Yeah, the security obviously is a big aspect to that, and we do what we can to help out the school administration, the facilities out there. But what we see most out of the school resource officers is the relationships that are built between law enforcement and the youth. And we've seen that over the years since we've had our program in. These now adults are more able to come up and have a good relationship with us, and they have a good relationship with the SROs that were in their school, and that's the most important part.
Well, I hadn't even thought of that, and I appreciate you mentioning it, because people do need to have a better feel for the policeman. They need to trust the policeman. They need to know the policeman's there to protect them, not to hassle them. And if they learn that from an early age through the school resource officer, and it carries over through their life, then that is a very positive benefit of the program. And I do know that they're available when there's a confrontation in the building, whether it's students getting into it with each other or an unhappy parent who shows up. I don't know how common that is, but I'm sure it's theoretically possible. And dealing with that. So having someone around like that is certainly a comfort to the school resources, the school personnel. And one time I talked to one of my superintendents about it, and he said, I don't know how effective it is in the global sense. He says, but if we have a tragedy here and we don't have someone in the building, he said, I'm going to be roasted. And so that may or may not be a good reason to do it, but it's certainly an understandable reason.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can't ignore the fact that something like that could happen, and you know, but we found, at least where we're at right now, that you know, they do have dual purpose. It's not just about security. It's about you know, being there for everyone that needs it, and the relationships that they've built have just been tremendous.
Yeah, well, we are going to talk about Christmas with a cop here in a minute, but I want to, before our break, I want to talk a little bit about the expansion of the jail. We drive by and see a lot of activity there. Actually, I haven't gone in and looked around. Tell our listeners what's going on back there.
A lot is going on back there. That's a very hard place to get in and out of right now. Many construction crews that are just, they're doing some work. They're putting some work in.
What are they doing exactly?
Well, right now they're building expansion to the cell blocks, new administration portion. There's a couple different portions going up, but if you see the big brick right now that's going up, there's on the front side and the back side. Those are mainly the you know, new types of cell blocks.
What's the current capacity, roughly, if you know? And you may not know because that's not your department, but you have some idea of roughly what inmates you, how many inmates you have there?
This is going to really be, I think we stay around 200 or so, but I could be entirely off on that.
Okay,
I'll apologize to Captain Turner and the sheriff for that.
Well, what's it going to roughly? Do you know how much of an expansion is it?
That I don't know.
Okay. So, but there is more cell blocks being built, presumably to accommodate more people that need to be in the jail for one reason or another, or to move them around differently, and more administrative space. I know you guys were really cramped for that.
Very, very, very cramped. I'll be glad to have an office when it's said and done.
When do they think it will be done?
I believe in spring of 25.
So about a year and a half from now.
I've been told that they're ahead of schedule so far. The weather's cooperated pretty good.
This fall's been great. They've had dry and reasonably good weather for 2 or 3 months now.
That it has?
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk with Lieutenant Fouts of the Boone County Sheriff's Department about the Christmas with a Cop program here in Boone County that's been underway for how many years?
This is the 26th year.
26th year. So after we take a moment here from our sponsors, we'll be back to talk about Christmas with a Cop in Boone County. We're back with What's Up Boone County this first weekend in December 2023, talking with Lieutenant Craig Fouts of the Boone County Sheriff's Department. What is your role with our local Christmas with a Cop program?
I am currently the president of the Boone County Fraternal Order of Police.
Okay, so the FOP kind of puts that on. Yes, are all of the officers in the Sheriff's Department and the Municipal Police Department's members of the FOP, or is it voluntary?
It's voluntary. It's, you know, to apply to be a member, you have to be full-time sworn law enforcement
officer. So reserves are not eligible?
They are not.
Okay. And about how many members does the FOP have?
We have about 136 members, and I said about, but that's a pretty exact number right now.
It's close enough for my purposes.
I just looked recently. We just had our dues that were due. So,
you know, times have changed, and I know when I make a statement like this, people say that's because you're old, Kent. But you know, I can remember when Lebanon had 8 policemen, and the sheriff's department may have had 12, and
there are plenty of what I would consider recent pictures of the sheriff's office having 12. And just, you know, I don't think that I've been here, you know, long enough. 19 years, I've been with the county since 2001. And, you know, when I got hired, I was one of really 28. You know, now we're just us, we're about 45.
Well, it's growing, and unfortunately, it's needed, and they provide good service. They do a lot of things other than arrest people.
Absolutely.
So the Christmas with a Cop program, put on by the FOP. How do you fundraise for this? Where do you get the funds to buy the toys that are made available to these children?
Well, as most people have found out, we send out letters asking for donations to be sent in. We do all the fundraising ourselves, so we draft our letter. We have a great partnership with Maine's Minute Print It. They do just a fantastic job. There was a little bit of a snafu with the letters going out a little late. We did get questions on that. We're on time with everything. The letter was dated, I think, the 27th of September, and people didn't receive them till the
end of November.
There was an issue with some equipment needed at the post office. They're basically called trays and sleeves, so they had a tough time getting trays and sleeves that they've requested. So we're a little bit under the gun, but I'm not surprised, but it almost brought a tear to my eye already. The amount of donations that's come in, it's been great so far.
Well, good. Well, I look forward to trying to help you out here. Tell our listeners how you decide. What's the eligibility for participating in the program?
You have to be a resident of Boone County and children 12 and under.
So this is for the younger children?
This is for the younger children.
All right.
And what we do is we have the parent guardian, and sometimes we have the DCS workers or school workers will fill out applications for some people that they think that are needy. And
that's really the goal here, is to help the needy people, not those who are fortunate to have other Christmas alternatives.
Yeah, we do get a couple applications this year. On the back of the application, we have them just write a sentence or two of what kind of help they're looking for. And we do have I want my child to have the experience of, like shopping with the cop, and they may not need the assistance. So, unfortunately, we have to tell them no. It's for the kind of less fortunate or the people who need our assistance.
And where does the shopping occur?
At the Lebanon Walmart.
All right. And when will it be?
Our shop date this year is December 9th.
So we're just about we're a weekend away.
We're a weekend away.
So you've got to get your money raised and all your plans in place by next weekend, don't you?
We are. I will give Walmart a shout out as well. We've held this at the Lebanon Walmart all the way back from, if you remember, the old Walmart.
I certainly do.
They didn't open. They opened at 7 o'clock in the morning, so that's the time that was picked was 6 a.m. Way back when, and they actually held this event before they were open, and they've just been a tremendous partner. They get extra merchandise in. They make sure they have enough worker staff there for not only the cash register but merchandise. And halfway through the event, they start wheeling out more stuff, and they just make sure everyone's taken care of.
And how many kids typically? Happy. How many kids typically actually go to the event on the morning of the 9th?
We average around 400.
400 kids. So the parking lot is full that morning.
It is very full.
So kind of what are the ground rules? How many toys, or is there a dollar limit, or how do you manage it?
Yeah, it's actually what we allow them to purchase are clothing items, clothes, shoes, boots, hats, diapers, wipers, mm-hmm. Those type of items that help make.
Is that primarily what they're there to get?
That's what they are.
This is not for the Barbie doll or the race car.
We don't allow any toys, which sometimes gets a frown from kids that don't understand. The youngins there, but
well, the parents appreciate it because it frees them up to then buy the Barbie or the race car or the electronic game or whatever.
Yep, and that's our goal, to help these kids and these families have the clothing items to make it through the cold months here.
And the cops who help out that day, they kind of walk with the kids and help them pick stuff out and talk to them and that sort of thing, don't they?
Yeah, they do. There's a lot of interaction that goes through. There's some points in time during the middle of the event where you can barely walk in those clothing sections. So we do a good job of just intermingling around. And what they do is they get a check-in. They get a certain amount of money.
Do they get cash or do they get a card or what?
No, they don't get either. We tell them. So when we get our donations, we have our donations and we just really divide it by however many kids that we have. And that's how much money that they get to spend. So that varies every year due to donations and the number of participants that we have. So they're given a card with however much they have to spend per their family.
And they can make those calls. They can allocate that however they wish to.
And they can. So once they do that, they go see an officer. An officer will have a calculator and a scanner, and we'll make sure that they're near or at their mark. And then after that, they go to check out. And that is where the real fun happens at the checkout. Those
poor ladies or men at the Walmart, they're busy that morning.
They work tirelessly.
So what time will it start on the 9th?
At 6 a.m.
6 a.m. And then it goes for how long, roughly?
Until about 9. It actually moves pretty quick. That line is very long, as you can assume, when we have 200 or so families there. But
do the children have to have an adult or guardian or someone to be with them, I assume?
Yeah, they do, and we require the children to be there as well, unless there's some special circumstance.
Sure.
Around it. You know, that's for us. That's so we can see the children.
Well,
it's for us too.
That's right. I mean, you that's part of the motivation to do this, is to develop the relationship with the children, and while we assume the clothing or whatever is going to go to the benefit of the children, we want the children to be part of the program. So roughly how many of your members are actively involved in this Christmas shop with the Christmas with the Cop effort? About all of them in one way or another?
We have a lot. And I don't ever really get a number, but to see everyone from, I mean, all departments, all the local departments.
And Thorntown and Advance and yep. Lebanon, the police departments.
And the state police.
State police come in too as well, huh?
Yep, and everyone. So it's a good mix, and we just, you know, I love the turnout and kind of the camaraderie of the event.
So it's a fundraising event that goes on out throughout the year, because as soon as this Christmas is over, you're planning for next year and you're trying to raise enough money to be able to have a meaningful event for more children, because you're probably going to have more children next year than you had this year, all else being equal, because we know the population is growing, and unfortunately there's an increase in the number of needy people as well. So it's a constant effort. Are there other than Walmart and Maine's Minute Printers, who you've identified, is there anybody else that you want to give a special shout out to, who's really actively involved and you couldn't do this without? Can you think of anybody?
I do, and they it's with everything that goes on with you know, getting the applications, the administration at the sheriff's office for helping collect the applications, Ruthie at Lebanon Police Department. It's Ruthie Armis there.
Okay.
She is a tremendous help, and she'd rather stay behind the scenes, and she would be very upset.
They mentioned her name
by name, but she helps out so much with a lot of things. And then throughout the whole process, our Vice President Jacob Shelburne with the Zionsville Police Department and Ken Conley with the Sheriff's Office, I couldn't do it without them, and they help out. And we have a special shout out to Nick Ruby with the Zionsville Police Department and Amanda Beam with the Zionsville Police Department, who has helped check applications, and it's gone so smooth. We were worried this year, you know, basically pushing it a week earlier. And why we kind of pushed it a week earlier is we're going to start paying better attention to the calendar, because we have to take an account in case we have to have a postponement for weather.
We've had a big snowstorm.
We've had that before, and when we had that before, the shop date was December 23rd or 24th.
Well, that ain't going to work.
And that didn't work out too well. So with 2 weekends, if we had it on the 15th or the 16th, whatever that was. If that got postponed, we would have been the 23rd again. So
sure.
We're going to pay better attention to the calendar.
Well, that's
but
good.
When we move it up a week, it's pretty difficult sometimes.
So how do people contribute? Where do they send the money? Make the check payable to Christmas with a cop, I assume, or Boone County FOP, yep, either one?
Yep, either or.
And where does the money go? Where do we send the money?
You can send it to P.O. Box 432, Lebanon, Indiana, 46052. Or you can get a hold of an officer. A lot of people do that, or drop it off at a local department.
Like at the Lebanon Police Department, somebody gets dropped by and just give them the check, and they get to you guys.
We just had two yesterday.
Okay, good.
It was good. I'd like to share a little bit, if we
go
have
ahead.
Time to share
sure.
a little bit. Yesterday I was opening what we got. It was in the P.O. box yesterday, and we got a letter from a lady that had a pretty large size donation, and a letter was enclosed that said that when she was young, she participated in the program, and that was the first Christmas that she got was the items
that
was provided, and she didn't say a year or anything else, but. That, you know, I immediately sent that letter out to everyone that helps, you know, with the application of check-in, and like this is why we do it. The whole program is, you know, funded by businesses and citizens of Boone County. So this is really, we are just the middleman here, and it's so important to recognize that the citizens and businesses of Boone County, that what their work is going towards, it's so helpful.
Good. Well, I appreciate you mentioning that. And people need to be reminded there's a lot of success stories from these programs, and a lot of people who struggled growing up and remember those days and make contributions when they're older and able to. And I appreciate you mentioning that lady who did that. And I hope it goes well. I appreciate you coming in. You got things to do today, so I appreciate you coming in and giving us some time on the radio, and hopefully we'll get the message out to a few people who would contribute but had forgotten or want to help in one way or another. So I encourage you to get a hold of Craig Fouts. Craig, how do people reach you if they have questions or want to get involved?
The best way is to send me an email.
Email at?
At cfouts@co.boone.in.us.
All right. cfouts@co.boone.in.us. P.O. Box 432 Lebanon is the address, or any of the local police departments in our county would be great. I wish the Sheriff's Department well, and I thank Craig for coming in. And I hope you have a great weekend next weekend, the weekend of December 9th. And I look forward to hearing about it. I don't know who our guests will be next week and what's up Boone County. We'll have another person in to talk about the goings-on in our community. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay warm, and we'll see you next week on What's Up Boone County.